Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio, and here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good morning still. We're back here at Oracle Open World in beautiful San Francisco, California. Shay is still buzzing like a beehive in here, isn't it?
Yeah, the more and more the day goes on, the more and more people come out here, and it's just, it's like I said before, the energy in here is just amazing.
Yeah, we have the privilege of being in the OAUG booth here over at 3131 Moscone South, and we've got some great guests coming up in this next segment. We have with us from OAUG, Mr. Stephen Hughes, and from Quest, Mr. John Vaughn. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
Doing great.
Good. So you guys have a little partnership going on here, don't you? A little collaboration.
Correct. Yeah, we've been partnering together for several years, about 10 or so years, both on a conference as well as just jointly promoting the various user communities.
So, John, how is this really this partnership really benefiting users?
Well, I think through the partnership between OEG and Quest, the Primavera users use multiple platforms, including different ERP products, in which both Quest and OEG support. So we give, I think between the partnership, we're able to give them a more comprehensive solution so that it's really not a niche user group. It becomes a much broader based service.
So one of the things I know you guys are anxious to kind of get started talking about here is this OPSIG. What is this thing, guys?
Well, it's the Oracle Primavera SIG. And it's a special interest group. It's a community that's established to inform and educate our members on current and future functionality of the Oracle Primavera products while offering a forum for peers to share their experiences and knowledge in the use of Primavera.
So it's just we're letting users talk about their experience, share best practices, and give them the access to information quickly so that they can increase their efficiency with this product, right?
Correct. Yeah, and we do that through our various webinars. We're also jointly promoting at Collaborate to have these folks come together and meet. So hey, a great forum for them to come together and educate themselves users to users.
Yeah, what are some specific education activities you guys have planned?
Well, go ahead. We have over 75 sessions at the upcoming Collaborate event, which is a joint event between Quest, OEG, and IOG. And we're doing that as well as various upcoming webinars. So as offering as many opportunities as possible for these guys to interact with each other.
So is this really something that any Primavera user should be looking at?
Correct. Both the Primavera users as well as the partners. This is a forum for everyone to get involved. And there's 2,500, 3,000 users around the community that should be partnering and being a part of this.
Now, John, what's the cost and ease of joining for this thing?
Well, actually, membership is free.
That's a big deal, right?
Absolutely. We try to make sure.
Low barrier of entry.
So there's no membership fee to be a part of the SIG. But most of the services are, as Stephen mentioned, online for the online series or various. We also have regular meetings, monthly meetings. For the conference, I'd just add to Stephen's comments that the call for presentations actually opens in only about a week or two. I think it's October 10th. So we would really like to encourage anyone listening that's an Oracle Primavera customer or vendor to submit an abstract to hopefully present at this year's Collaborate conference in April.
So focusing more on open world, and Stephen, we'll start with you. I'd like to ask each of you what the big draw is for you guys here this week and what is the most exciting aspect of this event for you?
Well, for us, it's connecting with our members and meeting with the prospective members. And each of the user groups have different focuses and areas of expertise. And for us, it's all about the e-business suite. And then as we're talking about here, we're jointly supporting the Primavera groups and several other communities. But for us, it's connecting with members and prospective members.
Sure. And what about you guys, John?
Well, it's very much the same. Open World is such a large conference, as you guys were referring to earlier. There's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, but it is one big show. So therefore, it's kind of difficult for some of our members to actually find one another in such a large conference. So we try to help create opportunities for them to find one another, hosting various receptions and things of that nature to help them network with customers that that are like them. But then also there's the, and I'm sure Steven and OUG are the exact same way. We'd like to show our support for Oracle. They're a great partner of ours, as well as our other business partners usually have activities going out here. So it's a week chock full of activities that we're excited to be a part of.
So I want to shift gears here, look a little bit more towards the future. Collaborate 2015, it's going to be pretty cool. We were at the last one. It was a lot of fun. It was very great information. What can people look forward to for Collaborate 2015?
Well, we'll be back in Las Vegas, first of all.
Mandalay Bay, right?
Yeah. Correct. So there's always something to look forward to there.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, we just got back from a joint planning meeting a few weeks ago, and, man, the teams are really planning a great program. They've come together to create some joint ventures around content, particularly around cloud, obviously a very hot topic right now. There's a lot of new professional development opportunities to help people not only get the product-specific information that they're looking for and that training that they're looking for, but also some professional development to help them develop the other skills that they need in their day-to-day activities. So it'll be a great event. It will always have the partners there as well, a great exhibit show floor. So it's going to be another great conference for sure.
Well, it sounds like there's no excuse for being a member. So no. Where can people go to become a member for the Oracle Primavera Special Interest Group?
Either one of our websites. The OPSIC has their own website, and then obviously either one of our websites, we can direct people to that the OPSIC.org website and get them connected. So,
great. Well, Stephen, John, it's been an absolute pleasure having you guys on.
Thank you.
We'll have to do it at Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'm Michael Lauer here for Shay Thomas. We'll see you in a little bit at Oracle Open World 2014.